Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time to go to the guest line today. And we've got our regular contributor, political commentator, host of the daily newsletter. It is called So What? He is an independent news creator you can see on News Nation, YouTube, Substack, Newsphere. Chris Saliza is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Chris?
Hi, guys. Happy Monday.
We are, we're having quite a day today. I think we've been really sports heavy today because we had a fun sports weekend. So now let's get to the unfun stuff, shall we?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
We
thought,
what a great intro for me.
Yes.
I know.
We thought, who should we bring in to really bring the mood down?
You.
And we thought Chris. Chris is the guy.
So we are almost to the 100 day point. That'll be tomorrow officially for this current presidency. And we saw some of the polling numbers that are out, and he's not doing particularly well. So as you just sort of take a step back and look at this from afar, what are your thoughts on all of that, the polling and where the president is right now?
I mean, I think it's, look, he is. And I think if you average up, basically every news organization has done a poll in the last couple of days to sort of see where Trump is at the 100-day mark. And I think if you kind of average out all of those, you're going to get him in the kind of low 40s in terms of job approval, which is the worst of any modern, and by modern I mean post-World War II president, since potentially Donald Trump in 2017. He's sort of competing him with himself for that ignominious distinction. I think this was avoidable, candidly. I think Donald Trump's decision to embark on tariffs, which the public didn't really understand, which sent the stock market careening downward, which sent confidence in him drastically dropping. I think there's a direct correlation between his decision to do that and where his poll numbers are today. One of the things that I just for your listeners, that I think is a really useful lens to look at Donald Trump's first 100 days is compare the what to the how. So let's just take the economy and tariffs in general. I think on the what, the public is with Donald Trump. We need to reorient, sort of, we need to make things in America again. We need to bring prices down. We need to reduce inflation. So the what is right. The how, we're going to put these tariffs in place. It's going to be kind of a very unsteady implementation. It's going to come out of nowhere. It's going to send the stock market downward. It's going to raise prices. People don't like that. I'd say it's the same thing for immigration. The what? Okay, well, we need to strengthen our border, and we need to be tougher about it. People agree with him. The Kilmar Abrego-Garcia and some of the questions around who's being deported in due process. They don't like the how. So he gets the what right. He diagnoses the problem. The treatment he has put in place in the first 100 days has not worked, at least as it relates to the American public and sort of how they view him.
So when does that start being truly consequential for the president? The fact that the people like the what, but they don't like the how. When is that consequential?
Yeah, I mean, it matters a little bit less to him right now than I would say it matters to his party, right? So, Amy, he's not, I was going to say he'll never be on the ballot again, and I still think that is true constitutionally, but let's just say, you know, he's not on the ballot probably ever, and definitely not until 2028. His party, though, is up in 2026, right? The House is a 3-seat Democratic Republican majority right now. The Senate, they have a 4-seat Republican majority. If I'm someone sitting in a swing state or a swing congressional district, I'm like, man, I hope the next 100 days goes a lot better than the last 100 days. Because if a president of your party is in the low 40s, there's even a poll that has him at 39, if they're there, you're in trouble. And so I think it's much more consequential if you're a targeted senator or a targeted House Republican member. You know, for Donald Trump, I mean, he does not like bad polling. Obviously, no politician does. But the political consequences are relatively limited. I will say, though, that remember, we still need – Donald Trump still wants to pass his tax cut, his big, beautiful bill to fund all his priorities. His ability, I think, to lean on Republicans to get those votes is a little bit compromised. Now, he is still at 75-80% approval among Republicans. They are still the group that is by far the most supportive of him. But – you know, he is a lame duck president. He won't be president in 2029, and his numbers aren't great. If ever there was a time when they might resist him on a policy priority, maybe this is the moment. Again, I think plenty of people have gone bankrupt predicting that the Republican Party is going to break from Donald Trump. So I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying the circumstances. He has a little bit weakened hand legislatively now because his poll numbers are where they are.
Yeah, and I know that Canada is not the United States. I get that. However, it's pretty interesting how Trump has almost single-handedly changed the course of Canada's elections. A few months ago, it was almost certain that the Conservative Party would win in Canada. They had a 25-point lead. But since Trump's first 100 days, the tariffs on Canadian goods and so forth, now it looks like Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party, although he's stepping down, but the Liberal Party is going to win. That's a huge swing.
I'm going to disagree with you, Amy, because you said Donald Trump almost single-handedly changed the outcome of the election in Canada. No, he single-handedly changed the outcome of the election in Canada. I think you are exactly right on. It is stunning. I would urge people. I know most Americans don't follow Canadian elections all that closely. The election is today. I would go and look at the poll numbers for the Conservative Party and the Liberal Party 3 months ago. And then today, it has done an absolute 180. The Conservative Party was gliding to elect the next prime minister. And now if Mark Carney, who is currently the prime minister, he took over from Justin Trudeau on the Liberal Party. If he doesn't win today, I think we would all be stunned. It is remarkable the extent to which Donald Trump, talking about the 51st state, making Canada the 51st state, talking about how Canada, you know, we might just the tariffs, we might just need to take over Canada. He has totally and completely altered the trajectory of an election in a foreign country. I mean, for people who say to me, like, and people do say this sometimes, they say, you should just not cover Donald Trump, or you don't cover him as much as you do. It's like, you can't do that because he's the president of the United States, and what he says and does has real impact. Whether it's impact he means it to have or not, it has considerable impact, and I think the situation in Canada is perfect evidence of it. I'm so glad you brought it up, because I feel like I'm telling everyone who asks, like, look at this. This is a remarkable thing. I've spent 25 years in politics, and I can't tell you I've ever seen something like this with a American president basically changing the fundamental trajectory of a foreign election, but that is what is happening.
Wow.
Chris Saliza is with us on KMOX. And on the other side, I know that people who are on the Democratic side, at least you hear from some who are on that side, who want a little more pushback, want the Democratic Party or people in power to, you know, try and be more of an adversary to the current president. And Chuck Schumer was on one of the Sunday shows and made
yes,
the comment. Yeah, he made the comment that, well, we sent a strong letter. And it's like, it was so embarrassing that that's
brutal.
What he thought that was sufficient, right? So he got mocked for that from a lot of people. So what were your thoughts on it? I know you did write about it a little.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did write about it this morning on my Substack, and I do think it is sort of indicative of a couple important things. One, Chuck Schumer is probably not the man for this moment. Now, you know, he has been criticized by the left regularly over the first 3 months of Donald Trump's presidency, but I think he did himself some damage with that interview. Like, because he said, well, this was about Harvard and what Democrats were doing as Donald Trump sort of said, you know, we're gonna restrict federal funding for Harvard. And he said, you know, we wrote a letter. It had 8 very strong questions in it, which I can guarantee you if it ever makes it to the president will absolutely be immediately thrown away, but probably won't ever make it there. So I think there are 2 important things. One is that I think Schumer is kind of not the man for the moment. And number 2, though, and I think this is actually more important, he's actually not totally wrong in that the truth is Democrats in Congress can't do very much. They don't have the White House. They don't have control of the Senate. They don't have the House majority. And you really, like, he shouldn't have said we sent the letter, but that's kind of what the party can do at this point. There's not much they can do when Donald Trump tries to exert executive power over these sorts of things, and they're not in control of anything. And I think that speaks to why Democrats should spend every thought, every statement, everything they say should be aimed entirely at, is this helping us or hurting us win back the House, where they have a 3-seat deficit right now in 2026? Because if they have that, you can do real oversight. You can do things to hold Donald Trump accountable for a lot of what he's doing. Without that, you can't do very much of anything.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Chris. We were talking about this last week because the president of a university here in St. Louis joined other university presidents writing a strongly worded letter about Trump trying to throw his weight around when it comes to Harvard and universities. And I was wondering if from a 30,000-foot view, if this doesn't create more conversation about federal funding and who gets federal funding, and how beholden are you if you get a lot of federal funding? Yep. Back in the 80s, Ronald Reagan wanted to raise the drinking age, and he was threatening to withhold highway funds, federal funds, to states who didn't raise the drinking age, and they all fell into line. And I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying this is a conversation that people maybe were not having in public. But if you know, I think conservatives, old school conservatives, not MAGA, but conservatives have long talked about the perils of accepting lots of federal money.
Well, Amy, to your point, and this goes back to the point I was making about Schumer, is like Democrats need to think, is this helping us or hurting us to win back some foothold of power in Washington? And honestly, the Harvard stuff is not. I would say if you ask the average person on the street, hey, did you know before 2 weeks ago, did you know that Harvard University, which has a $53 billion, that's billion with a B, people, billion-dollar endowment, gets more than $2 billion from the federal government every year? They would be like, no, why? And so, I don't think that's the smartest fight. To me, they should talk about the economy morning, noon, and night. Donald Trump said he was going to lower prices on everyday goods and reduce inflation. He has not lowered prices on everyday goods in any meaningful way. Everyone who follows this stuff closely is suggesting tariffs will raise inflation, not reduce it. The stock market is down. Confidence in Donald Trump's handling of the economy is down. If political parties are organized around accruing power via elections so that you can put some of your policy prescriptions in place or block the policy prescriptions of the other side, that's what Democrats need to be focused on. And honestly, these strongly worded letters, number one, they'll do nothing, right? I mean, it's not like a strongly worded Trump's going to be like, well, this letter is strongly worded, right? So they'll do nothing. And they keep this kind of conversation going, which I think is, at the 50,000-foot level, probably a loser for Democrats.
And what they're doing is leaving themselves open to be made fun of.
And that's what you don't want if you're the Democratic Party.
No, especially because I think politics is sort of unserious now, and stuff like that matters as opposed to actual policy and, you know, what a candidate truly does as opposed to what they say. I mean, we keep talking about vibes and how everybody, you know, is voting on vibes now. That's, I think, the problem, is that they are losing that battle at the moment.
I think they are, and I think one thing Donald Trump is good at, I get so sick of people saying, he's so stupid. No, I don't think he's, like, reading a 15-volume history of the Peloponnesian Wars. Of course, I mean, neither am I, but he is not dumb. I think he is very savvy about some things, and I think one thing he is savvy about is he is good at picking fights. Tariffs being the exception. That was we have all talked about this. It's a colossal politically self-inflicted wound. Short of that, on immigration, on education, on cutting shrinking the federal government, again, most people are not following this stuff every minute, every update, every court ruling. They are following it very intermittently, and at that 50,000-foot casual voter view, they're like, yeah, the federal government is too big. Yeah, we do need to make the border stronger and tougher. It's not working. We do need to do some of these things he's talking about with education and higher education. So it's like he's good at picking the right ground, again, with a giant asterisk next to tariffs, but broadly speaking, he's good at picking the right ground. The problem is, the big fight he picked in his first 100 days is on the economy and tariffs, and that's why his numbers are where they are.
Chris, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Go Cardinals.
Thank you.
Right.
We need some more wins. Chris Saliza, author of the daily newsletter, So What? You can also see him on Substack, YouTube, News Nation, and News Fear.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.